the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Steve Cochran Show continues. This is show number 1,344. I want you to meet Jacob Budiant, human trafficking expert, president and CEO after Eden Pictures. And we're just talking to Jacob here in studio. You know,
Yakko. I know. But you said it. No, I know. It's
I met you. Yeah. I pronounced your name correctly, and I just called you Jacob.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you get up.
It stems from Jacob, so you're not too far.
But you know,
you went to the root word.
This is what happens when you wake up at 4 in the morning. Most of the brain cells are gone.
Yeah.
The work that Jacob is doing and the people are doing is not only necessary, sadly necessary, it's probably more vital than ever, and that's fighting human trafficking. How did you get into this?
Sadly, my sister was trafficked, so it's real personal. So this is
no kidding.
Yeah. So two brothers, one sister, single mom, oldest brother, and when that happens to a sister, I mean, you're quasi dad, right? And so now you got to find her, and then you deal with the aftermath.
Was this when you were growing up in South Africa?
Yeah, yeah. And so and that's an interesting comment you just made, because you think when you immigrate and come to the U.S., it's Africa, and that happened there, and then we arrived here and found out it's more prevalent here.
It happens here every day.
Than anywhere in the world. This country has done a and I'm a proud citizen of this country, but we have done a really good job at monetizing sex with children. The best. We're the best in the world at that.
How does it remain so hidden?
It's because it's a white-collar crime. It's very, you know, Steve, it's interesting, an interesting statement. When money is involved and large amounts of money, mm-hmm. it's protected. So one child produces $200,000 to $250,000 a year tax-free. One child. So when you're talking about two, three, four children, now you're talking $750,000 tax-free, it gets protected. And it's a white-collar crime. Most of the buyers, the Johns as we call them, and I hate that because there's some guys that are called John that are good guys, but most of the buyers, sorry, John.
Yeah, John's here at studio. Are there traditional pimps, as we know it from the movie term? I mean, who's managing these businesses?
Yeah, it's not that. And that's part of our problem we're fighting. And this is why these guys can hide in plain sight, right? This is not Hustle and Flow, Terrence Howard. It's hard out here for a pimp, the mink coat and the Cadillac.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The average man that buys in the United States earns north of $100,000 a year as a family man married between the age of 30 and 37.
Ugh, wow.
Now it's in the community. Now it's a hard thing to fight because it's not in the red light district. It's in the schools. It's in the malls. And so it's coercion. It's manipulation. It's not always kidnapping. That's not. Yes, that's a form. It's not always runaways. That's a form. And definitely the foster care system is a disaster in this country. A lot of kids are being trafficked through foster care. But it's in schools. It's prevalent. It's on college campuses. And it's manipulation. And people say, how is that possible? Look at the Me Too movement. And it takes some of these women 30 years just to talk about a single rape event. What do you think happens to a child that is sexually molested 15 to 20 times a day or per week, threatened, families threatened? They don't speak up. You can't. I mean,
and if they speak at all, it's years later after the majority of their life has been ruined by this hideous thing.
Yeah, just sadly, this one, life expectancy is 7 years.
Oh, my God.
So because you can't deal with it. I mean, the trauma, my sister tried to take her own life, thankfully, unsuccessfully. It takes years of rehab. You can crush the human spirit. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine in Toronto.
Well, sexual abuse is just, yeah, I mean, it's just brutal. I had a friend who committed suicide. Her father had abused her. So, you know, it happens on all the different levels, but this is so insidious and so evil. I think about Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein, the convicted hedge fund billionaire,
yep.
who has been made an absolute mockery of the justice system and literally flew around the country on his own private jet with teenage runaways, offering them up as sex slaves to his rich friends.
Absolutely. And it happens today, and unfortunately, it's in every city. Unfortunately, I love Chicago. I said it off the air, so it's true. But this city ranks top five in the nation.
You're kidding.
Top five, yeah. And top five means top five in the nation here, from a monetary standpoint, buying children for sex, it's going to mean it's top 10, top 15 in the world.
Is there a reason that law and order can't handle this at a higher level? Is it because of the people involved that it's been able to be secret?
When I started fighting this a decade ago in the U.S., there were not many laws. Now, there's great laws. Illinois has great laws, but they're not enforced. The Johns walk with a slap on the wrist. And you know, Business 101 says supply meets demand. unless you go after demand, supply will be there. I don't care if it's for peanut butter or for crackers or sex with children.
But this kind of perversion doesn't live only in the shadows. There are people who people who do this who aren't speaking up about the fact that they're doing this.
All the way up. I'm talking all the way up.
So
this is the third administration I'm doing this under. Okay, it was President Bush, President Obama, President Trump. This is the third administration I'm doing this under. I've worked with USAID. I've worked with embassies around the world, U.S. embassies in the U.S. This thing goes all the way up the flagpole in every level. Mayors, police departments, school principals, pastors, the clergy. This thing is protected.
It's so outrageous.
Because it's sex. It's evil.
How does one recognize, you know, that 37-year-old guy in your neighborhood is sex trafficking going on? They've got, like, girls that are young at their house? Or what does it look like to the person if you're looking out for it?
Difficult profile. Very difficult. Easier to profile. Difficult, but also the children. But that guy, And this is hard, man, but I would say to the wives, because most of these guys are married, pay attention to the trips. They don't do it at home, unless unfortunately they're trafficking their own children, and that happens. That's big league in the United States at the moment. Dad's most recent girl we rescued, her father convinced her that it was her college fund. High school principal would come over.
My God.
Fire chief would come over.
There's not even a special place in hell for these people.
No, these guys, I mean, the thoughts I have is not good.
Right. Well, listen, I'm with you. And it's just the fact that it happened to your sister is horrific. Yeah. But you're talking about little children.
Average age in the U.S. is 12. Youngest kid we've rescued is 2 years old.
Oh, dear.
Now, what about this tattooing that goes on?
Branding.
This branding that goes on. Is that strictly a gang piece of this for the trafficking, or is that a regular part of this?
You're going to find branding predominantly with runaways, right? So a child that's living at home, that's going to school today, that will sell sex this afternoon and live and sleep in her bed tonight. This is so difficult to find. That child's not going to be branded, right? Because there's people watching. But the foster care system, those children, you know, they get branded because they move an average 10, 11 times a year, right? So it's 10, 11 families a year. And the runaways and, of course, the kidnapped, they get branded. And typically these rings, and I don't want people to think we're talking here about a single pimp. Forget about Taken and what you've seen. That's not what it's like. These are very organized rings that have protection. Yes, they do brand, but they typically will brand the kid on the street or the foster kid or the runaway. And that is a tattoo. And you would look at the tattoo and not know what it means. You would think, I mean, oh, it's a tattoo, right? But it is a mark, and it's a terror, and it's an ego thing. It's about... Look, it's slavery. Guys.
It's ownership.
You got to understand, it's slavery.
Yeah, so it's ownership.
It's ownership.
Stick around 1 second. More with Jacob Bouyens in just a second. The name of the organization again is?
ShareTogetherNow.org.
ShareTogetherNow.org. All right, stand by. More in a second.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.
There's a couple places we want to send you. Is 8daysfilm.org a website?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we should go there to see the work
or
the problem.
Yeah.
There's also a book. Tell me about that.
The book is called Made in America. It's a book that's written. My wife is a writer. She's a Hollywood writer and author, and the book is Made in America, and this is how this trade was really made in America, commercializing it and turning it into a huge profit. We did it. The United States lead the way. We did it. And then we need to, you know, at some point, we need to talk about just what feeds it. And believe it or not, it's fed by porn, man. It's these, you know, because all these kids end up on porn sites, all of them that are trafficked. And porn is the feeder. It's the feeder drug, because no man just decides one morning to wake up and I'm going to go buy sex with a child. Right? It's normally abuse of a spouse. Because these guys are all, most of them are married, like I told you. So it's and the kick.
But if you have this particular predilection, it starts with porn, and the porn makes you more emboldened.
Absolutely, 100%.
Money pushes this. Who's making the most money?
The guys at the top, the organizers, which offline we discussed, they're not necessarily the guys engaging in the act, but they're orchestrating it. It's very, very coordinated. Very coordinated.
I want to take this up with you in a longer form discussion in the podcast, which we'll do in the next few weeks here sooner than later, so we can get on this. But in the meantime, remind people where they can go to help, find out how they can talk about getting laws changed, and not just laws, convictions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's a key.
Three places to go, 8daysfilm.org. There's resources there. There is ways how to profile, ways how to protect your community and your school and your street. In Chicago, there's a great organization. It's not my organization, but I believe in what they do. It's called Dreamcatcher. They do a great job.
Yeah, familiar with them. They are
right
very good.
Right here in Chicago. And then, of course, sharetogethernow.org is our organization where we share resources around the globe, really. But I focus on the American child because I'm a U.S. citizen. And it's keeping our community safe. And their parents can find out how to have the discussion with their children, how to talk to the school, show them the film, of course, and let's prevent rather than rehabilitate.
Yaakov Buyenz, thank you. God bless you, man, for the work you're doing. We'll talk more very soon about this.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.